Chapter 4. Managing a remote team. Office-based or remote? What makes a good remote manager? As you would do in the office, you will need to get the best work from your team. You will set goals, organize progress reports, help manage problems, and report what the team achieves. In a remote setting, you can work in different ways and try new things that you could not do in the office. For example, you can look at how the team achieves goals instead of how long people spend at their desks. You can concentrate on the important things instead of listening to the people who shout the loudest. As a remote manager, you will develop the ability to set and manage goals and get results, which will really make your team work better. Office-based manager. 9 to 5 hours. Your team will all probably work at the same times. You will see them at their desks or in meetings. Office-based manager. Being present. An employee's value may be assessed against how much they can be seen in the office. Office-based manager. Hierarchical structure. The office usually has a chain of managers who decide things. Office-based manager. Face-to-face communication. Employees may be motivated by being thanked in front of colleagues for good work. Office-based manager. Being seen. Your employees will probably work near you and can ask for help at any time.
Remote manager. Flexibility. Your team can work when it is best for them. You will need to allow them to organize their time. Remote manager. Goal-based assessment. Remote working allows managers to look at results instead of hours worked. Remote manager. Flat structure. Each employee should be responsible for their own work and how they decide to do it. Remote manager. Remote communication. Make time to notice good work and bring it to the attention of the rest of the team. Remote manager. Virtual reality. Put conversations with your team in your calendar often and keep it up to date so they know when you are free.
Collaboration and communication. The 5 conversations. According to Gallup Workplace Research, managers should have conversations with their remote teams often. These conversations can be formal or more informal. The manager should try to motivate the team to be innovative. This will help them do well and feel a part of the team and not alone. The Gallup research listed 5 types of manager-employee conversations. Quick connection. Check in to see how they are doing. Career coaching. Progress assessment. Developing the job and relationships. These 5 types of conversation drive how well the team does. To achieve results, you must have these different types of conversations often and manage questions in the right way. Direct questions get direct answers. The goal of these conversations for employees is to keep them feeling part of a team. For managers, it helps them to understand remote employees by thinking about what each one brings to the team, seeing how they communicate, and noticing how they manage workplace situations. What did you work on today? A very helpful exercise used by the company Basecamp is an automated question at the end of every workday. What did you work on today? Answers are shared with everyone in the company, shown on one page and listed by date, so everybody can see what is going on in the company. Basecamp see this as a good exercise for teams to think about their work and understand everyone's responsibilities. They also use the same system weekly and add some informal questions, which employees do not have to answer, like, what book are you reading? Or, what are you doing this weekend? Your communication tools. There are several important communication tools for remote teams. The chat applications, Slack, Teams, Hangouts, or Discord mostly do the same things. You can use them to create groups that are private or not, and you can make video calls or direct message people. The most important thing to do when creating groups is to give them clear names, so that the whole company is not chatting all day long in one group, making it impossible to follow who is talking about what and to whom. It is also good to get people to chat in groups rather than direct messages, so that information is shared. If possible, connect the video calling application, so it is easy to call someone rather than write long messages. The use of emojis is not easy, as people of different ages do not always know what they mean. It could be helpful to list the main ones to use. Emojis allow people to show something about themselves and can be positive for the team. They can also be used to mark a post as useful, but agree which emoji to use. If nothing more, a thumbs up emoji shows that you have read something. Hybrid teams. Today, there are a lot more hybrid teams, with office-based workers and remote workers, as companies move to manage social distancing and flexible working. A hybrid team can be one of the most difficult things about managing a remote team. You need to create systems that allow all employees to work together. Talk to your team about how you can best do this. Discuss when and how you will communicate, and agree that all team meetings will be online, as hybrid meetings are unfair to those who are not in the office. Set some rules for meetings. Questions to be asked in the chat channels, read out by the person responsible for the meeting, with enough time for everyone to answer. It is hard to notice when people have good or bad relationships when some are in the office and some are remote. It is very easy for a workplace group to have lunch together or go out after work and forget about remote colleagues. You cannot stop this, but there should be minutes of what is discussed, shared, and decided at meetings, so everyone knows what is happening. One good way of connecting teams is to have a friend system, putting one remote person with an office-based person. This means that the remote person knows what is happening at the office, and there is also someone they can message quickly, for example, to find out if someone in the office is at their desk. Check that the office people use the chat channels where possible. If teams discuss things in person, someone should write notes of the conversation and the actions and dates decided. These notes should be put in a shared document that everyone can see. One problem for hybrid teams is that people can concentrate better in a remote environment than in the office. This is very important if there are people on the team who spend most of their time in the workplace, as it will change the amount of deep work they do. Explain that it would be better if they did the deep work when working remotely, or save a space in the calendar to concentrate on deep work without being interrupted. Creating a virtual safe space. Just like in real life, creating virtual safe spaces is important for the well-being of all employees. Virtual meetings can be difficult, because you cannot see people's faces or other social signs as well as you can during in-person meetings. Setting some rules will make all work events, from chat channels to meetings, safe spaces for all. 1. Check everybody is part of social chat. Some people might not feel able to talk about some topics. For example, discussing expensive holidays or restaurants might make some colleagues feel uncomfortable. 2. Check chat spaces for language that leaves some employees out. 3. Create a word that can be used to show people that they are talking or acting in an incorrect way during meetings. 4. Everyone in the team should feel free to say what they think. It is also important that the team understands these things. Good communication is very important. Creating a safe space will make everyone feel valued and respected and able to do their best work. If someone asks a question in private, share the answer, as other people might have the same question. Tell everyone when tasks or other important things have been achieved. Invite employees to use open channels to share questions, answers, successes, news, and things that they are worried about. Remember to send company news by email, not every day, but more often than every month, so teams do not feel forgotten. Spend time and money on project management tools, so teams can see what they are doing and how it helps other people's work in the company. But check that everybody is comfortable using the tools.